Welcome everybody, and good to see you all on this beautiful day, and happy Father's Day to those of you who are fathers in the room. Hope you had a good day. As well as being Father's Day, which is of course a day where we remember how life progresses, in the same way on Mother's Day as well, you know, we're remembering how life progresses through the generations. But today is also summer solstice. It might seem a little bit surprising, it certainly was to me, or scary, that we were already at summer solstice. I thought we'd just got to the nice weather, and now, of course, we now get the shortening days already. So as I was thinking about that, it reminded me of the importance of understanding the impermanent and cyclical nature of things. And of course, on summer solstice, we remember the cyclical nature of our seasons. And it's, I think it's a good time for us to step back a little bit and think about what that means. You know, what does it mean that we're now 1 year on? We're now starting, the days are beginning to get shorter again. We're now officially in summer, I guess, the way it's usually described. And we've moved on a season. And of course, it used to be that these seasons and the movement of the earth was very important. And, you know, that's why there are lots of religious festivals that happen on the solstices and the equinoxes, because they were marking the passage of the changes of the world. And that had both agricultural significance, and obviously still does, but also has cultural significance, because we're moving on through one more year. And it's interesting when you think about that metaphor of things continually changing. And as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about the Hindu statue that you're probably all familiar with, the Hindu statue of Natraja, which is the one where there's the multi-armed incarnation of Shiva in the form of Natraja, who is dancing the creation and the destruction of the universe. Have you seen that one? You know the one I mean, where there's a ring around the deity and there's fire coming out. And that's Natraja dancing the creation and the destruction of the universe. And the idea being that it's a cycle, that once it's destroyed, again, there's more creation. And you see in all the great wisdom traditions, you see versions of this, this idea of either recreation or rebirth or whatever, in all of the great wisdom traditions. But what's interesting in that statue, if you've ever looked at one, and I recommend looking at it closely if you do. Does anybody know what Natraja is dancing on when he does that? Has anybody looked closely? When you first look closely, it's a little bit shocking. It's a little bit strange, because you see him dancing on top of this deformed dwarf, okay? Which seems a bit mean to start with, that he's dancing on top of this deformed creature. But actually the symbolism there is that the deformed creature at the bottom is ignorance. And basically what the symbolism is saying is that in our ignorance we don't see this cycle. That in our ignorance we don't see the cycle of creation and destruction. And in our ignorance, we think of things as permanent when they're not permanent. So next time you see one of those statues, look closely and you'll see. And there's, like I say, in many of the wisdom traditions, there's similar concepts. In Buddhism, there's the concept of anicca, which is impermanence. And again, in very similar way, that this notion of impermanence is something we don't normally see. And we don't see it because we cling to things and think of them as permanent. That we think things are always going to be like they are. Even if intellectually we know they're going to change, we emotionally cling to things as they are. You know, we get the nice weather and we say, hey, this is wonderful, I want it to be like this all the time, except for Trevor, who doesn't like the hot weather. Okay. But we cling to it and we say, this is the way it should be, and then, you know, living where we do, when the rain inevitably comes, we start saying, well, that's miserable. And yet without the rain coming, well, one is we'd have a drought like other parts of the country are having. And the other is we wouldn't have this beautiful area that we live in. You know, it's part of what's necessary. And so what I wanted us to do this evening is to do a meditation on this nature of impermanence. Now, one of the things I want to say up front, some people, impermanence meditation is a very standard type of meditation, very common meditation. Some people don't like it because they think it's kind of morbid, you know, that because inevitably as part of thinking about impermanence, we think about our own impermanence, okay? That's definitely part of it. And there are actually meditations which are very specifically about our own impermanence, but we're not going to do that this evening specifically. However, what I'd like you to do is to think about when you start to understand this constantly changing nature of the universe, it's actually very freeing. It's actually something that is very positive and can be very joyful. That it's very freeing to begin to think we're not stuck exactly as things are. Okay, things change. You know, so in the meditation, you know, probably at some point in the meditation, your legs will go to sleep, or you'll be uncomfortable one way or another, or your mind will be scattered or whatever. But that's impermanent. Within 30 minutes, that will all be gone. Okay? You know, if you've got a pain in your knee, as I always like to talk about, if you've got a pain in your knee, 30 minutes later at least, that'll be gone. Okay, so as we do this meditation, don't think of it as a morbid, depressing, oh my goodness, Mount Hood is going away. Okay, despite the fact it is. Okay, Mount Hood will not always be with us. You know, we personally probably won't see the end of Mount Hood, but there will be an end to Mount Hood. You know, but so rather than seeing it as morbid, see it as fascinating in the true nature of things. This is how things are. Mountains rise and mountains fall or blow up. Okay? And what it does is if you can really start to see the whole world as constantly changing processes, what it does is it lessens our attachment to things. It can increase our enjoyment of things, because we say, while this is here, I will enjoy this. You know, while I have these friends, I will enjoy them. While I have my health, I will enjoy it. Okay. But instead of being clinging to those things and say, and so I better keep those friends and keep my health and keep my wealth and keep whatever I have, instead saying, no, the nature of things is these things come and go. And I don't know whether I will have my health in a week's time or a month's time or 10 years' time. But for now, I have my health and I will enjoy it. Okay? that, to my mind, is the key, is to say, once we recognize things as being constantly in change, constantly in flux, then we will begin to actually enjoy the good things while we have them, okay, but without clinging to them. And at the same time, the things that are bad, the things that are going wrong in our life or we're not so happy about, we can say, hey, the nature of these things has changed as well. You know, the things that are really bothering us right now in our life probably won't be the things that will be bothering us in 10 years' time. That's the nature of things. The things and the problems that you thought were insurmountable 10 years ago, you probably don't even think about today. You know? That's the way the world is. So this can be freeing and this can be very positive. So I really want to encourage you as we go into this not to see this as a morbid, oh my goodness, everything's going away, but rather a positive. This is very free. I will enjoy the things that I have that are great without clinging to them, recognizing that I won't always have them, and also recognizing that things that aren't so great, they're going to go away too. So, like I say, try and think of this as a joyful meditation as we think about the true nature of where things are. I'm actually going to go through, I will be guiding this, we'll actually go through 6 specific phases. It's quite interesting. I was taught this meditation in one way, going in one particular direction. As I was preparing for this, I came across the teachings of somebody who suggested doing it in the opposite direction, and that's what we're going to do this evening. So this is a first for me as well, doing the meditation in the order I'm doing it in. But I will lead us through 6 specific areas of contemplation. And so it's nothing you need to know, it's nothing you need to remember, because I'll be leading us through. Any questions before we start? We start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of all the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. The thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week gone by. Recognizing that some of these things are important and some of these things are really not so important. But for now, just giving ourselves the gift of being present here to meditate. Turning our attention to the sounds around us. Sound of the traffic in the street. Sound of the air conditioning. Sound of our friends about us. And just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning our attention to the place where the weight of our body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensations of pressure in your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, so the cushion and the mat are pressing back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upward to support us here. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. From that connection with the earth, noticing our pelvis and our spine arising from our pelvis. And taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine. Maybe moving gently side to side, backwards and forwards, till you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. Similarly with your neck and your head, lengthening and straightening your neck, gently moving your head until you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allow your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them. But instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and letting go. Not getting caught up in the stickiness of your thinking. Not running down rabbit holes. But instead, when a thought arises, just acknowledging it and allowing it to float off like a cloud in the sky. Now becoming aware of your breath, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Allowing your mind to gently rest in awareness of your breathing. Using the breath as a place you can return to. If you become distracted or your mind wanders off, just very gently bringing it back to awareness of your breathing. Now for the first part of our meditation, just gently and lightly contemplating the impermanent nature of the physical things around you. Whether it be the building we're in, acknowledging that one day this building will not be here. Whether it be the car that you drove in, no matter how new it is, or how old it is, aware that one day it will be a heap of rust and then dust. The same is true for this city. Same is true for your own body and the bodies of those around you. Just understanding that the nature of all things is change. And that even the most solid or appearingly solid of physical things, such as the mountains around us, the cities we live in, that while the timeline may be different, the reality is the same. That all things change. And now contemplate how, as people, we all change and grow. Thinking about how you are at the moment and what excites you and what you're concerned about, what you care about, what you're interested in, the way you live your life, And all these things are probably very different to how they were 10 years ago. They might be very different to how they were 1 year ago. It will probably be different to how they'll be in a year or 10 years' time. Contemplating the reality of how you are as a person, what you care about, how it changes and evolves. And as you contemplate that, think about how that's true for everybody else you interact with too. And so while you might like or dislike them today, recognizing that they too are on a changing path, and that they too will be different in a year, in 10 years. And maybe if you met them then, you'd feel differently about them. But just recognizing how for you and for all of us, we change and we grow. now contemplate how through your life you've changed physically. We all came from our mother and father. We all started life in our mother's womb. Every single one of us started life as a helpless infant, helpless baby. We've all changed so much physically since then. Think about how through the years you've changed physically, whether it be very dramatically from when we were babies to subtly from week to week. Just as we do so, just acknowledging that change is in the nature of our being. We're not static creatures. And now contemplate how your experience changes. However, whatever you're experiencing changes from moment to moment. Maybe you're experiencing some discomfort. And aware that that discomfort will go away in not too long. Maybe you're experiencing calmness and bliss, and aware that that too will change. How the things you've experienced during the day today have already come and gone. And the things you'll experience this evening will also go. So recognizing that the very nature of your experience is fluid and changing. And now returning your awareness to your breathing. And starting by noticing that your breathing has a cycle. An in-breath, a pause, an out-breath, a pause until the next in-breath starts again. And now focusing in deeper and noticing how each in-breath has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And each out-breath has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Focusing in deeper, so you notice the whole cycle, the beginning, the middle, the end of the in-breath, pause, the beginning, middle, end of the out-breath, and then the pause awaiting the new in-breath. A while just to get a deeper awareness of what goes on in your breathing than you've ever done before. Noticing how each cycle of breath is subtly different to each other one. That each cycle of breath is fresh and new and different. Now with the same awareness of the subtle, let go of the breath, but just sit in the awareness of the moments that are passing. That there are ever-changing moments. That you can't grab onto a moment because it's gone. And there are new moments coming. Fresh moments, different moments. that you're sitting here in a wonderful sea of changing moments. The ever-changing nature of the universe. That you can't grasp onto the moments. You can't hold on to experiences. You can just be aware and joyful as the moments pass. And now, very gently, return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation, and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.